Blog Talk Radio.
The number one podcast for plus-size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Wednesday, February 23rd, 2011. Lane Bryant is the most recognized name in plus-size clothing with an emphasis on fit and fashion, not merely size, which makes them a style leader. Cacique plus-size intimates are a Lane Bryant exclusive and are famous for the fit solutions and fashion stylings they offer in bras, panties, sleepwear, and more. This past Sunday at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, Lane Bryant had an explosive fashion show, and our special guest today, Jay Dunn, the Vice President of Marketing at Lane Bryant, is here to recap the fashion show and give us the inside scoop on Lane Bryant's new campaign. So let's welcome Jay to the show. Hi, Jay, how are you?
Hey, Shanice, I'm good.
Well, thank you so much for being here this evening. First, tell us a little about your background and how you got hooked up with the Lane Bryant Corporation.
About 4 years ago, the president of Lane Bryant at the time came across my credentials and thought it might be a good fit to inject some new style of marketing into the fashion world. And I had formerly been with companies such as Home Depot and Brookstone. And she was looking for someone that would bring some new energy in. And I think we've accomplished that here over the last couple of years.
Now, you are the Vice President of Marketing. Now, what does that mean? What are your duties and responsibilities within the company?
Well, myself and the team that I have, we're in charge of the brand image, and that includes all marketing vehicles, so all of the store signage, social media. We co-manage e-commerce. All of the direct mail and advertising that you see comes out of my group.
So it's basically just everything we see as the customers, all the branding.
Yeah, outside of the product, it is the customer touch points and the brand communication to the consumer. That's correct.
Now, this weekend in Vegas, Lane Bryant had a successful fashion show, and which, to my understanding, was the last one before this was 10 years ago. So why did it take so long to produce another fashion show?
Well, you know, I think, it was first off quite the event. I have to say that I'm still trying to get my voice back, so you'll have to pardon me if I sound a little wobbly. It was a phenomenal event, and, boy, we had about 40, 50 people who just worked for weeks on that show, but particularly Friday, Saturday, leading up to the Sunday fashion show, we put in some tremendous hours getting ready for that, so you have to pardon my voice a little bit. But yeah, we had done fashion shows in New York City, in and around Fashion Week, and at various other times in the past, and it just wasn't something here of the last the middle 2000s that was a high priority.
Mm-hmm.
And I think over the last 2.5 years, I think the company has been able to really focus on how we wanted to represent the brand, the fashion that we wanted to put forth, and then tightening up our marketing efforts. And this just happened to coincide with us wanting to launch a new advertising campaign for the year, and seemed like a tremendous way to kind of have a what I was calling a coming out party for the new Lane Bryant in on stage at Planet Hollywood in Vegas.
Right. And this fashion show this weekend was the best fashion show that I've ever seen in my life, not just plus size, but ever. And I was literally crying on the front row. I think you saw me backstage just crying, so excited about the show. So are there any chances of Lane Bryant taking the show on the road?
Well, let's clarify. You were crying with delight, I trust.
Yes, yes.
No, we would love that. I mean, we just had just a fabulous time. There were so many people there, and it was so exciting. The show came off just beautifully. And you're right, there was a lot in it. You know, we had everything from cowgirls and male dancers in tight jeans and colored poodles and confetti and, you know, great soundtrack behind the whole thing. And
the lighting effects on the wall.
Well, the lighting was great. The guys that we used actually do about 1,000 shows in Vegas a year, everybody from, you know, Streisand to Kid Rock. And there was about $500,000 worth of stage equipment and lighting
wow.
in the convention hall. So, you know, to answer your question, yeah, we had so much fun that we immediately began talking about when we could do this again. And, you know, I can't promise anything, but we certainly do have our eye on Fashion Week in New York in September, but we'll find out whether or not we can make that happen.
That would be awesome. Now, some of the pieces we saw in the show were custom-made, especially for that fashion show. Now, will all of these items eventually be available in stores, or they will remain just custom pieces for the show?
You know, that's definitely a long-standing technique of fashion shows, is to over-dominate it with the brilliance of your designers to really make a fashion statement. But, you know, I think you might be surprised to know that the majority of what you saw there is available either now or very shortly from now in our stores nationwide. There were a couple of pieces that were developed for the opening and the finale.
Mm-hmm.
That would not become available, though those were for the show.
Mm-hmm.
But the bulk of it is available. So if you liked what you saw, and those who have not had a chance to witness the show, it's all over the web, particularly after the Entertainment Tonight thing last night. And I'll give you some URLs at the end that folks can go check it out, and we'll see what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Now, the star of the fashion show was Ashley Graham, and she helped Lane Bryant get major press last year with the Cacique commercial, which caused a major media buzz that you were not expecting. So tell us the original concept of the commercial and how far you thought it would originally go.
Well, we knew we had a beautiful spot. I mean, it was not designed to be controversial. It was not designed to be salacious in any way. We thought it was a beautifully done commercial. And I have to say that I've met no one that comes to mind who thought that we were out there trying to, you know, be outrageous.
Right.
It was a very sophisticated spot. So we knew we would get some attention because Lane Bryant had not been out there with its Cacique line in any form of national advertising outside of catalogs and things of that nature. So.
And then you just picked, like, two of the most popular shows that were on at the time.
Well, you know, it really was. It was we actually considered launching it on the Super Bowl.
Oh.
And that was the original conversation. And the more we thought about it, we thought, you know, it would be better to have a multiple spots. And American Idol had the largest audience at the time, so... You know, we bought seven spots, really, just 4 weeks of spots on American Idol, and we had actually bought that media in January. The spots were not scheduled to run until April, and about a week before they were to run, we began running into a little complication with with Fox. And, you know, it's a story that I know has been disputed in the media, but, you know, the facts are the facts. And they essentially wanted us to take out all of the bra shots in the lingerie ad.
Mm-hmm.
So we declined to do that, and we just felt there was a double standard, you know, playing at the exact same time on American Idol was a spot from Victoria's Secret that was by their own admission on their own website. They called it their steamiest ad. And, you know, this was running at 9:04, and we eventually compromised, and they pushed us to 9:50, 10 minutes before the show ends. And if you know American Idol, that's exactly where you want to be, but for all the wrong reasons. And we protested and decided to take it to ABC and see if Dancing with the Stars would be interested. And they just outright gave us a form letter. It just, the shows that we could not be on included Dancing with the Stars. And we eventually worked it out with Fox, but, you know, we weren't happy about it. We thought that this was certainly a double standard and perhaps, you know, perhaps a little more calculated than that. And it just wasn't something that we were comfortable with. But I will say, to their credit, they eventually conceded. We ran the ads and had
great
success.
Well, they had to because they were getting bad press about it.
Well, you know, what had happened there was we had just simply written a blog post kind of complaining about the double standard, and it just erupted. You know, the social media aspect of this was just off the charts.
Yeah, and that's what my next question was going to be, that Lane Bryant has done such a wonderful job with embracing social media with the launch of Inside Curve and the interaction with the customers on social media, and how was social media responsible for helping this commercial explode?
Yeah, it was huge. We've been into social media since I came to the company again. Part of my coming to the company was to inject some new technique into what we did. And social media was something that I had embraced for quite some time, you know, 7-8 years, much long before a lot of folks were into this, and particularly long before a lot of retailers were. I had gone from beyond dabbling in it to actually trying to make it a prominent part of a marketing mix. And we launched a proprietary social network called Inside Curve in 2008. And we had a, you know, fairly robust audience on there. And it was there that this blog post appeared. And within a few hours, it was picked up by Adweek. And within a few days, we were, you know, on page 3 of the New York Post and playing on CNN. And the thing just exploded across the country. And quite honestly, you know, I think the commentary that followed this publicity said it all. There were times when interviewers would call me or reporters would call me, and I would simply refer them to the commentary on the web, because these were the women that were actually being affected by this, and their words were so much truer than mine could ever be.
Right. Now, do you think size discrimination played a part in this controversy over the commercial, and as the marketing trying to market Lane Bryant into the mainstream, do you encounter this on a regular basis?
You know, I think we were completely surprised by it, and we were perplexed. You know, then we became irritated. You know, at the end of it all, looking back in retrospect, I think it is less discrimination than it was just a double standard. The idea of a skinny model, you know, has been around since Quiggy hit the scene back in the late 60s, probably. And, you know, it's continued on to the, you know, the Twiggy of our day, which is, you know, probably a Kate Moss type of model. And I just think that when we submitted this ad, which had a beautiful plus-size woman who, part of her beauty are the assets that come with a body such as that. And I think it had been a while since it had been seen. And I think that they tended to think that they didn't have a place for it. And I think it might have been because of a lack of comparison.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, out of all of this, good things happened, and Lane Bryant won a branding award for the year and the campaign. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, we've actually won a number of them for this campaign. We were one of the things that happened back in the April-May period that was absolutely astonishing, back to the social media piece. The bloggers, the online magazines, the people who picked up the commercial and just spread it from one end of the web to the other was extraordinary. And during the week, the last week of April and the first week of May, the ad spot was named Advertising Age's most watched video on the web.
Now, was that the first for a company that catered to plus size women?
Yeah, by far, by far. You know, the commercials that are usually in there are the big brands. I mean, the really big brands that do tons of advertising.
Like soft drinks or something like that.
Well, soft drinks, the beer commercials. But in this case, this is when Old Spice was also exploding. And so the commercials that were right underneath ours happened to be those iconic Old Spice ads with Isaiah Mustafa in them who – you know, it was a great campaign, and for us to be on top of that was a huge honor, but just showed you how compelling, you know, this story came to be.
And so what does that award mean for the company? Is it just, you know, a nice pat on the back, or does it mean that people, the industry, will look more into your campaigns in the future?
Yeah, you know, I think those two weren't necessarily awards. We were just named the most watched video.
Okay.
At the end of the year, and just a few weeks ago, we were named Brand Week's Top Story of 2010. And what that meant was is that more people clicked on the story of the controversy surrounding our lingerie campaign than any other story that Brand Week had reported on that year. And that is just a huge amount of awareness and participation, because this all happened online.
Hmm.
Following that, we just recently won the AME Award, and AME stands for Advertising, Marketing, and Excellence. This is an international award that is judged by a global panel of industry experts, and they only give this award in four sections of the globe, North America being one. So there can be only one winner in North America, and we were not only the gold winner, but the platinum winner as well.
Wow.
And yeah, we're also a finalist for a RAMA award, which is called the RACI. RAMA is the Retail Advertising and Marketing Association, and they are a branch of the National Retail Federation. And I actually just learned today that we are a finalist for that, and so we will be notified of where we land on that one here in the next few weeks.
So this Cacique commercial made history in so many ways.
Well, it really did, and you know, I think it brought certainly new energy to a brand that was striving to create that.
Mm-hmm.
We certainly were trying to let folks know that this is not your grandmother's Lane Bryant. There's product there that is exciting. It is on trend. It is fashionable. It's colorful. It fits like no other brand can offer, simply because of our expertise and heritage. But it, we have fashion and trend that is caught up with our ability to, you know, to build these products better than anybody in the business.
Now, yesterday, the Lane Bryant Fashion Show was covered on Entertainment Tonight and premiered the new Cacique commercial. So for those that didn't see, tell us about that.
Well, we don't intend to be shy. We're not going to be, you know, any less committed to the plus-size woman than we were before. And we have Ashley front and center, and we're picking up right where we left off in the commercial from last year with Ashley opening the spot with her black trench coat on and her red bra. And you know, my thinking on it was really to try to pull some of that energy, to connect it back to this red bra that just became so iconic during all the coverage of the spot. And
did
I wanted
that make
to
the sale
that.
Of red bras go up?
Yeah, it sure did. Actually, that was a great product for us, and you know that's part of the product we have year round. So it was there, and it will be there this year. But we wanted to just tap into that energy and then launch ourselves into a new campaign for 2011. So it's an entirely different spot, but I bridged it by pulling Ashley, that red bra, forward into the commercial and then moving on into the things we want to do in 2011.
Now, when will that commercial start being in rotation on television?
That will start on February 28th.
Now, is it anywhere we can see it online right now, or do we have to wait until it starts airing?
Yeah, this particular one is going to have a promotion that will start on the following day on Tuesday. So it will not be out there. As much as I love to use social media to kind of precede the campaign, we're going to have to make do with all the Entertainment Tonight stuff until next Monday.
Okay. So it's no secrets you can tell us about the slogan or anything? It's under wraps?
Well, actually, you know, part of the energy of the new spot is also the launch of a new tagline, and
right.
we think it's perfect for where the brand is headed and what the brand represents and who the brand represents, and that tagline is "Throw the world a curve."
Mm-hmm, I like that.
Well, it's something, you know. I'll tell you what it speaks to more than anything else. When you say "throw the world a curve," it means do the unexpected.
Right.
And that has not been, I think, part of what Lane Bryant had been known for here of recent vintage, but certainly the last 3 to 4 years, that has really become the direction that we've headed. And I think the women who have not been in a Lane Bryant recently are going to be very pleasantly surprised and excited by the type of product there. And this commercial will hopefully let them know there's a bold new energy there and product that I think is going to keep them very excited.
Now, Lane Bryant was so active in the plus-size community last year. I wrote a blog about how excited I was, all the things you guys were sponsoring and participating in. What other events do you have on the schedule to participate in this year?
Well, I think we're going to be having a number of new initiatives here that collectively are going to make a bigger noise. You already know how active we are in social. Our Facebook page is extraordinarily active with a very, very passionate community. Our YouTube channel is just loaded with great videos, and we're continually putting them on. And at the present time, there is a ton of stuff on there, and it's coming more as fast as we can edit it from the fashion show in Las Vegas. We had, in addition to the Entertainment Tonight cameras, we had two other cameras running throughout the show.
Yeah, one of the videos came up today with Madeline from Plus Model Magazine. That's the first video that's already up from this weekend.
Yeah, I know we posted another one a little later today that kind of combines the Entertainment Tonight piece with slices of the commercial from last year as well as this year, and then moves you on to the fashion show. And it's a really nice all-encompassing piece of what's been happening lately. And you can reach that if you go to youtube.com/Lane Bryant Curves. You can subscribe to the site, because we upload a lot of stuff, and you can get notified every time we do so.
And so, do you have anything else coming up we should be on the lookout for? Any good sales coming up?
Well, we always have good sales. I mean, the women of America who love Lane Bryant know better than anything else that, you know, we're already a moderately priced retailer to start with, and the types of offers that we give them throughout the year are amazing. So, and it's easy to get, you know, go to the website, just fill in your information, come into a store. You could take advantage of us. We give a lot of deals, and we do it to you know, surprise and delight our customers as often as we can. So lots of good deals, lots of good specials throughout the year. Our mobile program is actually one of the other up-and-coming programs that we have. Our text messaging, we'll be moving into smartphone and some a smartphone app here coming up relatively soon.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. You know, my vision on that as we develop it is to have video, meet the models, be able to get some behind-the-scenes things as well as offers, and punch you through to the website whenever you want to purchase. And, you know, again, this is a world that where I think the channels are converging. And I think what's happening is that the connected woman is coming into our store. She's getting email, going to the website, getting things from us from mobile and through direct mail, and picking and choosing what she wants to do and where she wants to do it. And it's our goal to be in as many places as she is.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for being on the show. And tell us the websites again to see everything. You said you had some URLs for us to see the links.
Yeah, we'll start off with the main site, which is at lanebryant.com. You know, that is where you'll find the e-com site. You can also find Inside Curve on the homepage there. So come on and join Inside Curve. That is certainly our community. You can find us on Facebook, at Lane Bryant. Find us on Twitter, at Lane Bryant. And the YouTube site, like I say, is you know, give yourself an hour because there's a lot of good video on there, is at youtube.com/LaneBryantCurves.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I know you're still recovering from Vegas, so thanks for still being on despite being tired.
Well, I tell you, it's a good reason to be tired and a good thing to be recovering from. So we really enjoyed it. We loved having you there.
And, oh, thank you.
I'm absolutely delighted that you and I could meet in person
yes.
finally. And,
yes.
I appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, thank you, and continued success with your fabulous marketing at Lane Bryant.
Well, I appreciate it, and good luck to you, too, and I hope to see you again real soon.
Okay, enjoy the rest of your evening. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
And thank you to Jay Dunn for being a fabulous guest this evening. Tune in next week, and we'll have more Plus Industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected with the Curvy community. If you're interested in advertising on our show or being a guest, visit the website at www.plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.